It's girls golf as they get their season started in a fast, furious way starting tomorrow as they will be down to Hugoton, and they will be at that Hugoton Invitational. Here we got one of the seniors joining us here on the show, and it's Shelby. Yeah, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight, Adam?
Doing all right, yeah. Shelby Elizabeth, senior, joining us here. You are a senior, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I had to double check because time goes fast, so.
Yes.
But, yeah, and, you know, speaking of that, you've been through golf here all 4 years, and, you know, last go around, what's the first couple weeks been like for you?
It's been good. I mean, good as it could have gone. I mean, yeah, I had a little bit of a slump this last week, but I put in work outside of practice, and I'm kind of getting back into my groove, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, and when you do have those slumps, because it happens, it's part of the sport, and
yeah.
What are some things you do to kind of get that out of your system?
So a lot of it, to me, it's kind of mentally. There's a lot of things I have to think about, and then after practices, sometimes I'll text Cody and ask him if we can go out to the driving range for a couple hours, and normally that helps,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just keep it in the back of my mind what he says, and that kind of, it helps.
Yeah, absolutely here. You know, you've had a pretty good run throughout your career here and looking to do some special things here this year. For maybe score-wise or how you want to do, do you have a specific goal in mind?
Oh, geez. No, I don't. I don't really know.
Hey, get a hole-in-one maybe or?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Just do better.
I was shooting for that on 6 today,
yeah.
though.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
How close were you?
Oh, not good.
Yeah. You got a little bit of time left.
I did chip in on 6, though.
Well, that's good.
I will say that.
It was a good chipping.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right. But, you know, as you get started at Hugoton, what do you remember of that course there as you go there tomorrow?
So I remember the last hole. It kind of goes down, mm-hmm. and then the green kind of sits up on a hill. Because I remember running that in cross country in middle school, and it was not a fun time. but I honestly really liked the course. That was the tournament I placed in last year, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you tomorrow. It gets pretty busy, I think, here over the next week, doesn't it?
Yeah. Michelle was already talking about next Tuesday and Thursday, and I'm like, I can't even get through this week.
One day at a time, right?
One day at a time.
All right. Once again, it's Senior Shelby Lisby joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Shelby Lisby joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and now we get to talk to the head coach here. And it's year number 4 here for Coach Michelle Leitner, there you go. Year number 4. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, but it's hard to believe. Year number 4, but how things going, Coach?
Oh, going pretty good. Pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to start up, and once we start, there's no stopping.
Right. I mean, you're going to be just pretty much competing, feels like, almost every day for the next, 5-6 weeks?
Yep, pretty much. We'll, we'll get through next week. It's 2 days, but, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have school Monday. And then the following week, we have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay.
And it's kind of like that, looking at Shelby's eyes over here. And it's kind of like that for the rest of the season.
All right. Now, as you take a look at this year, some newcomers that'll be making the varsity and also some new kids out, of course, overall. But how's practice has been here over the last couple of weeks?
I see definite improvement every day. Mm-hmm. They're getting into a groove where, like, I made a schedule this year. They look at the schedule. They know what they got to do. So they get out there and they start practicing. And then I have a few overachievers that come back after practice.
Oh, you got to have a
and
few
so
of those.
And so that's what you want. That's what you're looking for. And going out on the weekends and just getting that extra practice in. So,
you know, sometimes when you do that on the weekends, it can be a little bit relaxing and kind of a head clear.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you guys have really built up your program with numbers over the last few years. How's the competition been for fighting for those last few spots on the varsity?
Well, we have three open spots, and it's pretty close on who's going to make it. So we're going to take into consideration tomorrow's scores and see where we go from there.
All right. And is it varsity and JV tomorrow down in Hugoton?
We have varsity, and then we can take two JVers.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah, you head down there, and it's going to be a warm start to the season. It always is, but...
Always.
You know, what are some things that you're excited about to see with your teammates possibly here tomorrow?
I'm really excited because some of the girls going tomorrow, like, they've never played in a varsity tournament, so this will be something new for them, and I look forward to seeing, like, their competitive edge come out, because that's usually when it happens.
I know with the three returners that you do have from a year ago, I know it's probably on their mind a little bit from last year being, I think, one shot away from going to state. Have you seen them kind of with that fuel to, you know, help this team, even three newcomers, to take it to that next level?
Well, that's what we're hoping for. That's what you see when you see them go out after practice. You see that drive, and, like, I know that's what – somebody should have said her goal was this year, but she didn't, was to make it to state.
All right. Well, hopefully it's, it should be a good start to the year tomorrow. And you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. So might as well start in Hugoton.
All right. And the varsity gets 9 holes, or do they go all 18?
We're going to go 9 tomorrow. Okay. And then next on Tuesday when we go to Goodland, varsity will have 18.
All right.
I hope nobody's listening, because those newcomers might be like, I'm not going to shoot very well tomorrow. I'm not playing 18. The two that would take JV will just play 9.
Okay. Excellent. Well, should be a fun start to the year for you guys coming up tomorrow there. And once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here. Good luck to you, and thanks again for stopping by.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the chair.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right.
You made it through.
So did the chair.
So did the chair. Oh, my. If only film could show, right? No, Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here, as well as Shelby Listenby representing Scott City Girls Golf here on Mix 94.5. A bonus guest of our for the girls golf team here on our coach's show, and it is a sophomore, right?
Yes.
Miley Depperschmidt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Well, thanks again for joining me here, and you're making your debut on the coach's show, aren't you?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead and pull that up there, Mike, a little closer. There you go. But second year out for golf. How's it been so far for you?
It's been pretty all right. I've been not playing the best like the past 2 days, but I think hopefully by tomorrow I can wrap it around and get better at it.
Well, maybe it's just you just need some competition at a different course, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I know you've been fighting for one of those varsity spots here this year. And how far along do you feel that you are maybe compared to last year?
I think I'm doing a lot better, even though it's like the beginning of the season. Like, I feel like I've already really well into what I've been doing, and a lot more better at than I was at last year at this time.
All right. And what are some changes maybe that you've done to help you out, help you improve?
I've figured out my club work a lot more, and I've got it mainly under control with getting it straight and not hitting trees and stuff.
You don't want to be in the trees, do you?
No. No.
All right. Well, tomorrow at Hugoton, what's maybe kind of the ideal goal that you have in mind there?
Just to get at least around par, for the whole course, and not completely screw up with hitting. And I didn't go to Hugoton last year, so hopefully it's fresh start and I actually can figure out the course pretty fast.
What's the goal you have as you work your way through the year?
Definitely to get my scores a lot lower than what I have been last year, and hopefully get a good spot for varsity maybe next year.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. Good luck to you tomorrow, and thanks again for joining me here. You survived on the radio, huh? You did good. You did great.
Yeah,
thank you again.
First time on the radio. So.
Yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah.